Welcome to Real Talk with CK, where we talk about real shit all day.
I am C. Crystal.
I am K. Crystal.
Where we talk about everything and nothing with our favorites. Join us for some real talk.
We need to say a podcast.
Oh, a podcast where we talk about. That yeah. Makes sense. Okay.
We're going to talk about today about our trust issues.
Love it. I didn't think about that being the title, but
this is just heavy loaded. Beware. Buyer beware.
It's kind of true. Well, we were just talking about how back in the day, like when we first, was that, did I know you then? Anyway, Crystal said,
what era are you speaking
the
of?
The picture era that you sent me yesterday.
Yes, you did. You did.
Okay. Well, you had to, right? Because obviously. Anyway. Yeah. So way back in the day, we were just talking about how we were so different, and I was a happy person. I'm still a happy person. It makes me sound like I'm a terrible, not happy person. But I, as Crystal put it, didn't have K in my life, so I didn't have trust issues. What did we say? Dang it. It was, anyway.
I don't know. I forget.
I know. Ugh.
Anyways, I've always been aware of my surroundings, and I have I have trust issues. Like, it takes me a while to warm up to people.
You also have a sixth sense about things too.
Yeah, I can read people like a freaking.
This happens all the time,
and I love being right too.
I hate when you're right. So we meet somebody, right, or we're working with somebody or whatever, and Crystal will be like, she'll just tell me something about them, like, oh, this person is like this, and I was like, and I'll be like, no, you crazy girl. And then lo and behold, she's always right. Ah.
I can smell always. The bullshit from a mile away.
Always. I'm like, how did you do that?
It's from my grandma. Oh. And then my mom put that in me. Like, we're just like, it's in my DNA. I can't,
right.
It's in there.
So over time I have learned to adopt her trust issues, I guess.
Well, and it's not that we were naive, and obviously I made the mistake too of trusting people that I shouldn't have, yeah. But you know, you kind of keep learning as you go, but yeah. I feel like since we started CK, it's been very evident of who is
trustworthy
on our side and who is not.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that have claim to want to help us and guide us in the design industry or whatever, and they don't even give you credit for projects that you work together in.
Like, and what? We've seen their true colors shining through.
We're obviously not singers, so
true.
Stay on. Wow. Don't give up. Okay, Crystal, you're scary.
Don't be afraid.
They're all afraid.
So afraid. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
No, but we learned the hard way. You know, when we collaborate with somebody, we're all in. And
yeah,
even when we're half of the time, we don't make a lot of money out of projects because we overextend ourselves and our hours just to.
It doesn't matter what we do to try to mitigate that. We always.
Right.
Do more than as asked of us because that's all we know.
Right.
That's what we were.
Well, and I think it's different from then because we were paid by a company. So obviously whoever was doing the hours was struggling with the amount of hours that we put into a project individually as team members. But now we know that we have to do it regardless.
Yes, if you want the project to be successful, you kind of have to be all in and you have to be present the whole time to build your client's trust in you.
Too. 100%. And I think it's harder for us now because we're the face of the company, we're the communicator, we're the producer, we're the designer. We're wearing all the hats, so we can't slack.
I my head is heavy. I wear so many hats.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But it's a cute hat, though.
It's adorable.
It's so cute. It's so cute hat.
Oh, so cute. But yeah, but
it's really hard. So the trust issues, you know, we learned the hard way.
In you basically time. Can't rely on anyone but yourself, and you right. have to put in the effort. Like, you ain't just going to get there from nothing. Like, even when we started the company, right? Like, we were like, oh, we're so great. Let's start this company. And everyone's just going to beat down our door. And then they didn't.
Nobody knocked on my door.
Come and knock on our door. Stop singing. Stop singing, Crystal.
Who is that? Nobody.
Sorry, wrong door.
Crystal wants to be on American Idol, and I think she's confused because, you know, we have, like, really nice microphones for the podcast, so she's like...
They're so pretty. They're so...
She's vibing on this microphone.
They're so beautiful. Beautiful. They don't work, though. But, yeah, I don't know.
Nobody. It's been rough, and we've seen everybody's colors mm-hmm. or their... individual color. I hate using that. That term makes no fucking sense. Like, see somebody's color. Like, what is that?
Aura? Like, color aura? Like, you know, their aura.
Where does that come from? And the same thing aura. With, like, so there's a bunch of sayings that, and I was talking to our mutual friend Brennan about, like, jerry-rigging. Like, who is Jerry? And what did he rig? Like, what is that? I don't understand. I mean, like, everybody uses it, but nobody fucking knows what they're saying. They're like, oh, I jerry-rigged this. Like, why can't we say crystal rig? Because I MacGyver a bunch of stuff here. Why can't I call it my thing?
I don't know. I mean, you use MacGyver, but we know why that's a thing, because of the show.
Right. MacGyver. But who's Jerry, and what was he rigging that was so significant that now it's a...
I don't know. I mean, all sayings are like that, right? Like, right. Weird, wacky. I can't think of any other sayings at this exact moment because pressure.
That's what happens.
Yes. But I know that there are more.
There's sayings out there. But the same thing is, like, seeing somebody's colors. Like, what are they speaking of? Is this racial? Like, now I'm uncomfortable saying it.
Wasn't racial.
No,
I think, I don't know, but I'm going to look it up.
Okay, we'll get back to you on that. We'll put it on the podcast notes.
On the show notes. What does it
yeah,
mean?
Because we have no idea. We started with trust issues, and now we're jerry rigging and true colors. Crystal saying,
true. God, no. That's how this goes, Crystal. That's why it's real talk. We basically get an insight into what our text messaging is like. You get real time text messaging, also known as talking.
For sure. For sure. And I mean, the one-liners go for miles. We can't stop it. We can't stop it.
Is that a candle on your dresser?
Yes, I do have a candle. Okay. I'm just trying to set the mood.
I like it.
It's
very moody. Don't you usually have a mirror? Where's your mirror?
It's behind the door.
Oh, okay.
The door is, like, not open all the way.
It's a jar. Your door is a jar.
The door's a jar.
But up. Stupid.
We got jokes. So obviously this episode is about random stuff that we're talking about. We talked about trust issues, and that stemmed from a lot of really sour deals that we've had, including us working from home at the beginning of the year. I mean, we can touch on everything, I guess. And people abusing our design services.
That was Crystal. I don't know why I say that was Crystal. You know who it is on this? It's always going to be Crystal or Crystal. There's literally, that's all there is.
I mean, obviously I'm the nice one.
Whatever. Okay, let's talk
about that. Know this.
Let's talk about that for a minute. Okay, so sure. Those...
Let's discuss.
So those of you who know us in person... We would take a vote, but I don't think y'all would vote the right way because Kay is mean. So obviously,
what the fuck?
They're not gonna.
What the fuck?
They're not gonna admit it. Anyway,
I mean, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna do a poll on Instagram just to have people vote.
You should. Yes.
This is gonna be interesting
on Real Talk, and ask who is the nice one. Kay, Crystal.
Sure.
See, Crystal.
Let's do it.
But it all. So
I don't know why it bothers you so much.
We both have our things because I am nice. Until
you know who says that? A psychopath. They're like, I am nice. I'm a nice person.
Nice, damn it. Until I'm not. I think you're a slower burn, you know? Like, I don't know. When I freak out about things, I get very passionate about it and I freak out. But you too. I don't know why. But sometimes you like you're more level-headed, which is another phrase. Level-headed. What does that mean? Your head is round. How is it level? I don't understand. Like, if you go upside down, you're not level-headed. I don't know. Anyway,
maybe it's like a bobblehead.
But you usually keep everything in check. But like when I freak out, like I kind of like go off. Maybe.
Well, because I'm more factual. Like I see things black and white. So I'm very pragmatic when it comes to that. I'm like, these are my points. These are their points, and
I'm very emotional. I think that's the difference between the two.
Right. And I'm just angry.
Right.
Right.
Anyway, so that's...
You're a Cancer. Cancers are emotional.
I know. And I wear...
And I'm a Gemini. And I'm black and white. Like, you get either, like, really nice crystal or I'm going to fuck you up crystal.
Basically, yes. Yes. And I am just over here, like, crying in my soup.
Why is everybody so mean?
But I have gotten the title a few times on some job sites that I'm a bitch or whatever, which is
so that topic is also a topic worthy of discussion because they think so this whole thing calling a woman in charge of a project a bitch is bullshit in this male ego driven industry that we're in.
Yes.
And it's obviously you're diminishing their knowledge by speaking your mind about factual things that are documented in our projects.
Right.
So it's just like, well, Chris is being mean because she told me that what I built was wrong according to her drawings that are right. So who's wrong here?
Right. Well, and if I was a dude, they would just say I was passionate or something. I don't know.
Right. So we'll also post that on our Instagram so there's this, I think it's from the female lead. And if I'm wrong, I'll just edit that on the Instagram post. But they have an image of a man and a woman. And then the man is arguing his point in whatever scenario that he has. And they're like, oh, he's very passionate. He's, you know, speaking up, blah, blah, blah. And then they have the image of the woman. And the woman is hysterical, crazy, aggressive, blah, blah, blah. So you see the differences between how we're being portrayed.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
So if you speak up, you're a bitch or hysterical or crazy. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. What is that called when it's
jerry rig?
No. We'll start out. No. What is it called when you have two things that are like juxtaposed? It's like, oh, shit, I can't. No. Did you say a parasite?
Comparison.
A parasite. That makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. No,
it's like hypocritical. Ha.
Yes.
I have a really hard time with words, guys.
It's the hypocrisy of all of it where... And it's happened to us at many job sites where if we speak up, then
at different jobs too, not just working for ourselves. It's been like since the beginning of time.
Right. So that whole stigma of us being hysterical. I'm like, I'll show you hysterical if you want to see hysterical.
Yeah, you want hysterical? We'll give you hysterical, boy.
I will show you that.
Just you wait.
But this whole thing about Crystal being nice. I mean, I think we're both individually nice.
Yes, we are.
But I'm just, I don't know. I'm more judgy. I don't trust people. It takes me a while to get, I mean, even when I met you, I was like, I don't know her.
I know.
And you're like, hi, how are you? And I'm like, why are you speaking? and tone it down.
I feel like those personalities at that exact moment, that is exactly who we are completely.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you are just kind of a little like waiting and standoffish and trepidatious, and I'm just all in from the get.
Like, yeah, I just need to like read people.
Right.
And I think that started at my first job because I was very eager and ready to go. I'm like, this is the best job ever. I'm so excited. This is my dream company, dream position, dream projects. Everything was a dream.
Right.
With sprinkles on it.
And then
then I got there and they're like, we would like you not to be friends with your coworkers because you're here to work. And I was like, oh, fuck. Okay. Like, this is not going to be fun.
Right. No, that's
so. And I think I was trained that way from the beginning of my career, where you're here to work and whoever's new, you train them to be a robot like you are.
Robot.
So that's why I'm always like that at every job that like, even when we were officing with these architects, like everybody that went into my first job office, as soon as they walked, nobody said good morning, nobody said hi, nobody said anything. Like, you went to your desk, you sat down, you work.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you did. And I remember before I graduated, I did, this is a long story. Before I graduated, I did an internship with, I think, IIDA at a local big commercial studio. And I told this person that was training me that I was going to this hospitality firm to for an interview. And she said, that place is a sweatshop.
Oh.
I've been there before. And she said, rule number one of an interview, if you go into an office space and it's quiet and nobody's laughing, you don't want to work there.
That's really good advice.
And obviously I didn't listen because I was like, I want to work there.
No, Crystal,
I listen to nobody.
Of course. And, you know, we just were like, oh no, they can't be right.
Right. No, it was absolutely right.
I know.
It was not fun.
Right. Well, same with my first job too. Well, sometimes it was. I shouldn't say always.
Yeah. True. That's true.
Very
fun. See, you're so nice.
But for some reason, Crystal has the, words are hard, man.
Because I'm nicer. Just say it. I know it's hard to admit
reputation
it.
Reputation for being the nice one.
Nice. Just say it. Like, I'm nice, people. Come on.
Maybe my niceness is all a facade.
Dun, dun, dun.
Just trying to get you all to trust me and then.
I don't know what that sound effect was, but I think it was good.
Well, like when I was leaving my first job to go to the second job, which is where I met you, my old boss, when I told her I was going, told me some warnings. And I was like, oh, cool. But I just needed to get out. It didn't matter.
Right.
What she told me, which all turned out to be true, of course.
Did you hate it when people are right?
Yes. I told you. That's crazy.
I'm right all the time. It's exhausting.
Oh, my gosh. You must be so tired.
So tired.
Of being right.
Oh. No, but you're absolutely right. Like, all the advice that we've gotten from other people, absolutely true.
Even
but we're so fucking stubborn.
I know. So stubborn. That is something we do have in common. You and I are
stubborn.
We'll get out.
Yeah.
Because even in starting our own firms, like, everybody tried to, I think, my mom tried to talk us out of it, for sure.
I mean, everybody. They're like, are you sure? And what's your backup plan? I'm like, what is a backup plan?
Right. We had no backup plan. We had no plan. No, wait. Let's start over. We had no plan.
Yeah, let's rewind. Rewind.
We had no
plan. Scratch.
Period. No
plan. No.
And we had no backup plan either. We just decided we would just wing it. Why not?
Right.
Everyone's going to love us. It's not.
That's not a lie. Everybody loves us.
Right. But
whether we're making money out of this love that people have for us is a whole different story.
Correct.
Because we're not.
No, we're not.
You can also Venmo money to us if you like, if you feel like really generous. If you're appreciating this comedy right here.
That was a really good plug.
Thanks.
Yes, you can Venmo us. We'll accept. We are not above donating.
No, not at all.
Or anything, really.
But for sure, we did not have a plan whatsoever.
No.
And we were absolutely impulsive. We were wild and crazy. And it was a whole series of events that got us to that.
Oh my gosh. So it was insane. And then we just, it was like we were just becoming teenagers that had just moved out of the house.
Yes.
We went crazy.
We went wild.
Yes.
With bananas.
Like money that we didn't have.
No, we were like living the life.
Yeah, going to lunch, doing those fancy
stuff. I mean, let's talk about the first day that we went to lunch. That we went to our new office space headquarters for CK Studio in Scottsdale, Arizona, Old Town Scottsdale.
Yep.
We're like, you know what? Like, let's go have a celebration lunch.
Yeah.
Like, let's just do it. So we went and had sushi. Yes,
we did.
We spent, let's say, $500.
No, we didn't spend $500.
$250.
It was a couple hundred. It wasn't no $500. But we had drinks.
It was a lunch. It was an event.
Courses. I'm pretty sure we had dessert. We were cheersing. Yeah. So happy. We were so naive.
Yeah.
In regards to that.
And we went to a fancy sushi place. Like, and we didn't. You know what I mean? Like, we should have gone to, like, Coach House.
Good.
Conference Room C, for those who know.
Yes. I mean,
put it on your calendar.
If we were just drinking, yes, we should go to Coach House. But I'm never eating sushi from Coach House, if it existed.
No. God, no. No.
It'd be...
But, you know, we were living in the same mentality as we had our cushy jobs that were... paying us. Well, there were times that they didn't pay us, or they didn't pay us on time, but that's a whole different topic. A whole different episode, if we want to get into that.
Yeah.
We'll see. But we were living large.
Yeah.
We were not making money. Making no money and spending all the money.
That was the dumbest thing we've ever
living large. But the thing is, it felt so good at the time that I don't regret it. I know we talk about it, but I don't regret it.
Yeah.
Because we're going to talk about this for the rest. Like, we can't undo it now. You know what I mean? Like,
no, of course not.
We ate it. We enjoyed it. We had a fucking blast. We were trash. You know, like, whatever. It was a good time.
It was a good time. And we've done that a few times.
Yeah. Was it a good decision? No.
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 Did we have fun?
Yes. Was it worth it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. Like, I think it took us a while to adjust to that mentality that we were business owners,
correct,
and that we actually needed to make money. Like, money wasn't going to show up at our door. It's not knocking.
Right.
That's not money.
There's,
you know who's knocking? Bills.
Exactly. We still had to pay our own personal bills and then stuff related to the actual company. The
office. Yeah.
Taxes, rent.
Yeah.
Everything.
How do we pay
liability insurance?
Woof.
Woof.
How do we pay more payroll taxes than the president? It's just like mind-boggling.
That's another topic entirely.
That's another topic
as well.
But seriously, like, what the fuck?
Politics Coast needs its own.
I don't even know if we want to get into that.
No, I don't think we do.
I don't think we do.
No.
But it was worth saying it, though. Because our payroll taxes are incredibly, like, high.
Yeah, they're pretty terrible.
And that's another thing that we didn't think about. We're like, oh, you know, we're just going to start a company and people are going to pay us and we're just going to get paid the same way that we got paid before. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, and we just withhold the funds and we just, when you're on both sides of it, it's rough. It's not for the faint of heart. No wonder most companies fail, especially with a plan. I mean, we never even put together a business plan, Crystal. I don't know if we
started one, but I think we started, we were so busy, like, we didn't have time to do that.
I know. And then we just kept going, so we're like, oh, we don't need it.
No, and that's the thing, when we first started, we were so busy and like, we had this huge project that we are working on from the ground up. So we didn't have time to
question it.
No,
think about it.
No, I don't think we ever questioned it.
No.
Because you resigned, and then I resigned, and I was like, I'm out.
Right.
It wasn't up for discussion.
No, it was going to happen. And it needed to happen, you know, like we couldn't stay.
Absolutely. So we'll wrap this rant up and we'll get back to you guys on another time.